Graduation time is nearly here, and it's always an honor to be able to talk to a young lady who will become valedictorian of Holton High School in 2015, Emily Moores. Emily, your parents' names?
Nancy and David Moores.
And have you always lived in Holton?
I have.
Now, when you first started school, did you have any idea you might be valedictorian?
It's always been in the back of my mind, but I wasn't sure until this year. It's close.
What subjects do you specialize in?
This year, history and government.
Do you plan post-graduate?
Yeah, I'm going to George Washington University next year.
You're going where?
George Washington University.
Where is that located?
Washington, D.C.
Oh, boy, that's quite a thing. How did you happen to choose that school?
I've always loved D.C., so I knew I wanted to go there, and then it just came up.
How did your mother and father get involved in it?
No, it was my decision.
Uh-huh. And tell me now, in high school, what other things do you do besides study hard?
I also am part of the varsity soccer and track teams this year. I'm part of youth and government, a class officer, and I'm the president of the National Honor Society.
Now, that National Honor Society, do you have any meetings statewide?
We had a conference back a few months ago that a few of us went to that had kids from all over the state there.
Now, did you find a lot of the other students were valedictorians, any of the other students?
I didn't get to ask a lot of them, but I'm sure there were quite a few there.
When's prom night?
Prom was a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you have a special gown?
I did, yes.
Did you make it yourself?
No, I don't think I'm capable of making a dress.
Emily, is there any one teacher or anybody in the while you were going to school that could sort of impress you more than anybody else?
There have been a few here this year. Mr. Tweedy, Mrs. Lewis have been good. But yeah, there have been a few throughout high school that have had more of an impact.
Now, when you get through in college, what do you plan for a career?
Hopefully, I'll be joining the Foreign Service. I'm majoring in international relations, so hopefully I'll be working overseas, maybe.
Oh, really? How are you going to get involved in that way?
Haven't quite figured it out yet, but I don't know.
Well, do you know Sue Collins? Have you met Mrs. Collins, Senator Collins, or representatives in Congress?
I have. I job shadowed last year for Senator Collins, and I've met her a couple times.
She's a pretty nice lady, isn't she?
Yes, definitely.
Well, she'd probably be helpful while you're in Washington.
Yeah, hopefully when I get down there next fall, I can get an internship in her office to make a little money on the side.
Are you going to kind of miss your students here?
Yeah, there'll definitely be some that I'll miss.
Particularly, who'd you go to prom with?
Huh?
Yeah, who'd you go to prom with?
Oh, Noah Holmes.
I see. Well, tell me this now. What will you do this summer? What are you doing when you're not in school?
This summer, I'm going to be working at the rec center at Just for Kids, and also I'm helping Fred down at WHOU with a few things.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll probably see you down there.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you talk to Fred Grant quite a bit?
Yep.
Do you have any future? You think it might be a little future in radio for you and broadcasting?
I don't know about that. More of a salesperson, maybe.
Any involved in any sports at all besides soccer?
Yeah, soccer. Throughout high school, I played basketball and tennis, and then right now I'm in the middle of a track season.
Now, were you a member of this Holton team that won the state?
I was not. No, I didn't play this year.
Uh-huh. Well, look, Emily, I want to thank you very much for stopping by, coming by the office here and talking to me. But again, I'd like to have you give some advice to some of the younger students who may not think that studying at home and doing your homework helps them in the future. But it's quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely important. It was a lot of hard work and a lot of sleepless nights, but in the end, it's all worth it.
Now, did you do a lot of homework?
I did a ton of homework, and I didn't think it would pay off then, but it sure has now.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I do. I have a couple sisters.
Older?
They're freshmen this year.
Oh, then you can kind of guide them along.
Yeah, hopefully.
Emily, Final question. Have you prepared your valedictorian speech yet?
It's in the workings. It's getting there.
Any particular theme?
You'll have to come to graduation to find that out.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't give me a little tip. Just a theme. You don't have to.
I don't have. No.
You haven't prepared it yet?
Not yet.
Is somebody working with you on it?
Yes, Mrs. Chase is helping me out.
You got a pretty good faculty here at Holton High School.
I sure do.
Well, congratulations. And again, tell me your parents' name, because somebody might tune in late and they want to know who mother and father there's valedictorian at Holton High School.
David and Nancy Moores.
Thank you very much, Emily, and the best of luck.
Yes, thank you.